All cross-country races begin the same way, with a shot.
There you go.
The boys race first, sprinting from the starting line with ringing sounds of the guns still in their ears. Unlike last week's race, this day is clear, windless, and the sun shines brightly. The course through Bethel sand pits is 3.1 miles of hilly terrain through sometimes deep silt. This can be challenging for runners accustomed to training on hard, flat surfaces. Parents and fans cheer excitedly as the boys round the first bend to pass the crowd.
Work hard.
Eugene Alexei from Tuksuk Bay, Alaska, won last week's boys' meet in Bethel. He rounds the bend with a group of other boys, not out front but still looking strong. At the finish line, a huge clock keeps time. 14 minutes, 15 minutes, 16 minutes. Sometime after 20 minutes pass, the boys make their way down the final stretch. Eugene Alexei crosses second. Carl Charlie from Bethel Regional High School beats Alexei and takes first. We caught up with him after the race and asked how he felt.
Better than I did last week. You know, I started slow so I can save some energy. And at the end, I pick it up more.
Charlie is a senior at BRHS with hopes of competing at a higher level.
I'd like to thank the coaches, my teammates, the community of Bethel.
Eugene Alexei comes in right after Charlie in second place, both qualifying for the state meet. Bringing up the rear was another young man, Moses Guest from Quinnahawk. Guest runs with a buzz cut and a huge smile as he comes down the chute. He says this was the most difficult race he's ever run.
Yeah, it was hard. That was very hard. Very hard.
Guest ran with a little guidance from Ashley Allman.
I'm Moses's coach. This is his first year doing cross country, right? Yep, it's his first year doing cross country. And normally he runs with the cross country team, and he's able to follow people. But for this race, because it was so complicated and we had to run it twice, and there were lots of shortcuts that we could have taken, but did we take any shortcuts?
She turns to Guest. He shakes his head.
Nope, no shortcuts. So our goal was to finish the race.
Allman says Guest just needs a little help this year. Just finishing the race is proof enough that Guest isn't taking any shortcuts in general. Next up, the high school girls line up at the start. The sun has warmed the sand and the people in it a little. Parents start to shed layers as runners brace themselves in shorts and jerseys. No sooner are the girls off than they disappear around a curve with surprising speed. At the first bend, two girls are far out in front of the pack, Dorothy Bukowski from BRHS and Janie Hanna from Nuniwakamute School in Mikoyak. Hanna slightly in front of Bukowski. The girls appear more competitive than the boys, maybe a little too competitive. While Hanna and Bukowski are running nearly in sync, two other girls find themselves in a kind of a fight. Jersey tugging and a little pushing causes both girls to be disqualified, and later this would keep one from moving on to states. On the final lap, the leaders have not changed, and if anything, they have put more distance between them and the rest of the girls. In the last moments of the race, the crowd cheers and the clock seems to tick louder and louder. And it's Janie Hanna of McCork comes first across the finish line. At 16, she's tall for her age and wears dark sunglasses.
I feel like I'm glad I get the opportunity to even run, and getting first is just a bonus, and I'm grateful to God for that.
As we speak with Hanna, Bukowski finishes and the two exchange brief congratulations. Bukowski says she had a tough race.
I had a cramp the whole entire time, but I ran through it.
For a second, She buries her face in a relative's chest, concealing a tear. But in the next moment, she's smiling, her long, dark braided hair bouncing as she walked towards the rest of her team. She will have another chance to run against Hannah at States. 10 girls and 10 boys will represent the region at Bartlett High School during the state championship on October 1st. This was the last race in Bethel for the season. After medals were given and pictures were taken, the race concluded. It started to rain lightly, as if to say, "Good job, now go home and take a shower." For KYUK, I'm Jackie Williams.